The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Joining us now, Tori Nelson, the co-founder and anchor of Kids News, which is an app that daily brings news to kids in a very, very digestible format, and one that is one that we use in our family as well. Tori, I just want to welcome you to the show today. Welcome to Weekend Mornings.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be here. I'm so excited to talk to you, Glenn and Anita, well, and I'm so excited I'll be talking to Max, too.
And let's go ahead and bring on Max now, who is a listener of Kid News. Happy to have you both on. And Tori, thanks for your time today.
Sure.
And this Kids News is a really interesting, I think, a very interesting app for kids. Bite-sized chunks, six-minute pieces or so, seven minutes, 8 minutes every day. Just to give the update on the news, why did you think it was important to start this?
Well, it's actually one of the co-founders' ideas. There were four of us who worked together at the number one TV station in San Francisco, and she had an eight-year-old son. She was a news producer at the time, and he used to come in every morning for breakfast and look at the front page of the New York Times. And there was some pretty frightening news on there, so she got in the habit of having to turn over the paper so he wouldn't have to see all the alarming headlines. And she thought there must be a way to tell kids about what's going on in the world. She was thrilled. He was curious, but she couldn't find anything. So that's always, you know, the mother of invention, right? Find a need and then fill it.
Yeah.
So she recruited myself and a couple other gals. And so we developed this about 2.5 years ago, and it has just taken off. It's been incredible how much it's grown, because there really has been a need to tell kids about what's going on in the world without terrifying them or boring them.
Yeah, and you're one of your target audiences is on right now. And Max, I want to let you ask a question or two. Do you have a question for Tori about Kid News?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good. Fire away.
So the first question is, how long does it take to make one episode?
That's a really good question.
Nice, Max.
So we do 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. I write one day a week, and that honestly can take, depending on how the news gods are, and I think Anita and Glenn, you know about that, sometimes it only takes about 2 hours to write. Sometimes it can take about 6 hours to scour the internet and look for kid-appropriate news, and then boil it down to about five or six stories, and then boil those down to about 40 seconds each of neutral, interesting, hopefully, stories. And then for me, when I record, it can take, again, depending on how technology works, if everything goes smoothly, about 45 minutes. If I've got problems, about an hour and a half, depending on how much I stumble. I record it and then edit it and then add sound effects. So total, probably about 6 to 8 hours.
Holy cow.
Per podcast.
And it turns out to just be about six, you know, between 6 and 8 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of work. Okay, Max, you have another question?
It is.
How do you choose what topic to cover?
Oh, that's another really good question. I think we got a future journalist here. well, honestly, I all of us have children. There are four founders. Between us, we have 12 children. Mine are quite a bit older than Max, but I still try. Our target age is about 6 to 12, 13, 14 years old. And so I try and find stories that would be of interest to kids, or I think something that they should know about, or, you know, in theory could be a good conversation starter. And honestly, I use the adage that I used when I was working in mainstream media, where if it interests me, it probably interests the audience. I obviously living in Singapore, I've got more of an international bend. One of the writers is very interested in sports. So We had a lot of Tom Brady stories for a while about the quarterback. So it, and we have some debates sometimes about what stories we think would be best. But yeah, sometimes we miss the mark, and but hopefully most of the times we do something that would it be at least be some interest to the majority of the audience.
Because you have to look at a global audience, right? It's not just it can't be too U.S. centric. In other words, since your co-founders are in the U.S., right?
Right. Yeah, they're all in the San Francisco Bay Area, but we're listened to in over 150 countries. And we actually have a lot of audience who are English as a second language, who are learning English. And so they find it a really good method to try and improve their language. So, yeah, so we try and have a pretty global, you know, series of topics. And if we do have stories about the U.S., like we were talking about the number of vaccines, they actually were nearly 1 million in the U.S., but I have to always have to make sure we add in the United States.
Right.
Yeah. So that people who are listening elsewhere know it's applying to just one country and not theirs.
Yeah.
Tori, I have a question.
Sure.
How do you keep the information that you're putting out neutral? Because I was saying in an earlier segment that we need you to do this for the adults as well, please.
Yes, I know. Well, you know, it's interesting because a lot of my adult friends who even don't have children or young children will tune in to listen just because they know it won't stress them out. So our mission is to get people like Max curious about the news, curious about what's going on in the world. Our mission is not to incline them one direction or the other. And so we are very aware of that and aware of the words that we say. And so it's written very, very carefully. I will emphasize that. And we get complaints on both sides. So that usually means you're hitting the sweet spot. You know, you're right in the middle. But there are people, especially adults, who look through their own political lens and might think that we're skewing one way or the other. And there's really nothing you could do about that.
Yeah.
You know, you could just keep doing, knowing, writing as best as we can in the most neutral way.
Well, yeah. This kid is definitely going to be tuning into news.
Max can't help it with me around the house. He gets probably too much news. But
yes,
I have to say,
when
I sit down, you know, every few days to turn on the news hour, Max usually steps away from his computer to sit and watch the news hour on PBS with us, with Kat and I.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good start, Max.
Yeah.
Hey, Tori, Mike Ang is on Facebook Live with us, one of our regular viewers.
Okay.
He's talking about health education in schools and how it needs to be included in applied sciences and financial literacy and how to avoid maybe some of the more right or left-wing sources like Newsmax or OAN. Those are a lot of things to digest right there. But do those sorts of thoughts go through your mind when you're trying to put together the news?
Yeah, we look for a really diverse sources of news, and we always make sure that we credit, say, where we got the story from, whether it's from the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times or CNN, MarketWatch, ABC. So we get stories from only legitimate sources or sources that we know and are comfortable with. I was looking for a story, for example, last week on the status of the Tokyo Olympics. Yeah, it's very important to make sure that there are sources that we're familiar with and that we trust. I mean, we've all been burned a couple times by putting stories on that turn out not to be the case. So this is something that's checked and rechecked. And we have a pretty solid editing team to make sure that everything is rock solid.
Yeah. Okay, Max, do you have one more question for Tori?
Yes. Who helped you create the show?
Yeah, tell us about
your
co-founders.
Question. Yeah. So Stephanie Kelmar is the one who came up with the idea. She was a news producer, so she would book guests on the show and very curious about the news. Rosemary Schwarz is the main writer and editor-in-chief, and she was my first boss when I was hired at the TV station. She's one of the best writers. I mean, you know, right up at the top, network caliber. Kim Hunter has been on CNN and a few other networks, and she is my co-anchor. She does the Wednesday podcast. And she was kind of a backup for when I traveled, back in the days when we traveled. And Max, you probably know this more than some kids in the U.S., but my studio at home is our bomb shelter in our apartment here in Singapore.
Yep.
But I've recorded literally all over the world. Again, when we were able to travel, you know, New York, London, Vietnam, Beijing. And I don't know, Glenn and Benita, if you've done this, if you've recorded in a hotel room, but you literally make like a pillow fort to kind of, you know, block your sound.
You even take the mattress off the bed.
Put the covers over your head, whatever it takes.
Exactly. I'm sure the hotel cleaning staff is like, what the heck went on in this room?
Oh, that's interesting.
You do what you have to do. Make it sound good.
A.B. Terrence, another one of our regular viewers on Facebook Live, is asking, with the popularity of audiobooks and podcasts like Kids News, are there any worries about the effect on literacy? If we're going all auditory and not having to really read anything anymore, what do you think about that?
We do offer a written transcript on our website because we have had some teachers or listeners who say they are audio challenged and do we have a written version. So we do actually have a written version that kids can print out and so that they can follow along to listen and read at the same time. And one of my children who had some learning challenges, he found that very helpful when he was reading and listening to an audiobook at the same time. But we intentionally wanted this to be non-screen so that kids learn to listen. And a lot of educators say one of the best parts of the podcast is the fact that we have a little quiz at the end. And I'm sure, Max, you get all the answers right on that quiz, right? But it really, you know, kids are so competitive. You know, they want to get everything right. So it really gives them incentive to listen really carefully during those first four minutes. Yeah. And then they listen to the quiz and want to do really well. So that's a really nice bonus to be able to get kids away from the screen and just focus on those listening skills.
Max, do you like the quiz? We did one last night and I think you got more right than I did. I think I got a couple right and you got more than I did. Do you like the quiz, Max, or not? Because sometimes I get a feeling you don't want to do it. Is the quiz okay?
Yeah, sometimes, but yeah, most of the time I like it.
Oh, you just put Max on the spot.
Absolutely. He can handle it. He's tough. Trust me, he's tough.
I'm a sharp kid.
This is really a great conversation. We're talking with Tori Nelson, the co-founder and anchor of Kids News, which is an app and also on a website, kidsnews.org, as well. Mm-hmm. And daily news, 5 days a week during the week, news broadcast specifically aimed at kids. And Tori, as you think about going forward with this, is there any different iteration of this that you'd like to, or different direction you'd like to take this, or additions to it?
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely have some goals to expand initially, possibly in other languages. I would love to see this possibly different age groups, so it could be a little more focused maybe on younger kids and then older kids. And then big picture, maybe even regionally. So you could have one that might focus in Southeast Asia and one focused in Australia and one focused in Europe, just to be able to really focus in on topics that kids are interested in different parts of the world, but still keep that global, you know, value to it. We do have a Kid News Club. I certainly invite Max to join, and we're going to be offering some bonus podcasts on that. We're doing a weekly word search game.
Nice.
And a secret email so that Kid News Club members can send news questions to myself and Kim, and that we'll answer them in our podcast or in some bonus podcasts.
I'm seriously having FOMO. I'm like, I want a secret email. Come on. I want to be part of the Kid News Club.
Sign up.
Could we have the Kids Plus Club?
Yeah,
maybe
seriously.
Not quite kids, but Kids Plus.
Kids Plus, because we're all still kids at the end of the day.
No age limit at all. Yeah, no.
So, Tori, on the most recent broadcast, you talked about Betty White, the American actress who turned 99 years old. And interestingly, of course, Max was like, who's that? Right? But you say at the end of the cast, you know, ask your parents who that is. And so Max and I had a conversation. Max, do you remember anything about Betty White that we discussed afterward?
I remember that she was a famous actor.
Mm-hmm.
And like, was it? Yeah, early.
Yeah, a long time ago. But even more recently, though, too, right?
She's the coolest person on the planet.
Do you remember what color her hair is now?
White?
Yeah, exactly. Betty White has white hair. That's easy. But that is interesting how you, even a topic that your audience would not have any idea, generally speaking, about, then you're prompting parents to maybe have a conversation and dig deeper. I find that quite interesting as well.
And it's so interesting you bring that up, because the writer told me that she was questioned about whether she should include Betty White, because, again, as Max proved, you know, most of our younger audience would have no idea. But the really, I think one of the best, most rewarding things I hear about our podcast is it does generate conversation. It sparks an interest in kids. And some of the best feedback from kids is that they feel like they have a seat at the table now to talk to adults about topics, you know, things that maybe, you know, they wouldn't know about otherwise. And I just find that so gratifying.
Yeah. LL Tan is asking us on Facebook Live, do you interview or interact with your kids in the audience at all? And so far I've seen it's a one-way discussion from what I can see, but do you do any of the reverse?
Right now, we have quite a bit of conversation on our wehearyou.kidnews.org, or wehearyou@kidnews.org email. So we get a lot of kids who send us emails and ask questions, and we're hoping to expand that when we, you know, have the Kid News Club email, the secret email, and possibly have some conversations, recorded conversations, and some bonus podcasts. So there is possibly a plan to expand that. But feedback, as you know, is always so helpful, good and bad. But to hear the response or the reaction that people have to the podcast is very important.
Yeah, the podcast is called Kid News, and also a website, kidnews.org. Tori Nelson, the co-founder and anchor, thank you so much for your time today. Max Van Zutphen, thank you for your great questions today and being engaged. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. Wonderful to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much. Really enjoyed being here with all of you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH radio app, available on Google Play or the App Store.